Boy, coming up on VoiceOver Body Shop, we have a great show tonight, especially since we have a live in-studio guest. Everett Oliver is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about self-direction and booth direction and getting your auditions right, along with some cool tech questions.
Yeah, we do. We've got three tech questions, but we can always answer more. If you can get here live, you'll be able to ask us.
All right. Coming up next on VoiceOver Body Shop, don't go away!
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place, George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, finally, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop. And now, live from their super-secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Good evening. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VO...
BS.
Well, we're here on another Monday night. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a great time tonight. Everett Oliver is our guest. We're going to be talking about his career as a booth director. We're going to talk about auditions, since that's possibly one of the most important things. It's a skill that we need to understand and get better at as voice actors.
Heck, we're going to find out what a booth director is.
Good point.
A lot of you probably have never even been in one of those unless you work in one of the major markets.
So. That's true. Always good to have somebody tell you what to do as opposed to trying to figure it out yourself,
but we'll talk. Stick in the dark.
Yeah, I was like, what were they talking about on this script? Also, we do have some tech questions, and you added a third, so that should be interesting. If you've got a question for us, throw it in the chat room. I know for a fact that Antony is in there tonight, and he will relay those questions to us.
Antony. But,
yes, also one other little feature we'd like to do tonight.
What's that?
If we can get away with it. If we can, even though we didn't rehearse this, but we know how to do it, which is...
We love to try things new.
That's right. You know, and sometimes they work, and most of the time, you know, at least...
They work, trust me.
Yeah, but at least we can say we tried. Yeah. Since Everett's here, we're going to be talking about doing auditions, and he directs people and helps people with their auditions. If you have an audition you want to do, join us on Zoom. Tell Antony you have one, and Antony will give you, you know, through private text in our chat room, the Zoom link, and we'll get you on, and then Everett can work with you. We'll do that a little bit later in the show.
Cool. So, Andrew, did you put the Zoom chat in the show rundown, just in case we need it? Since we figured out how to do this live on the show, on the air?
Right.
No, we've done this before.
We've done this.
We just have to make sure that everybody knows how to get a hold of us.
Yeah, by the way, this is our 59th episode.
Yeah.
59 episodes of VoiceOver Body Shop, and next week will be our 60th episode, which will almost coincide with my 60th birthday.
It's amazing.
Fascinating how this works out numerologically.
You're going to have a big party week this end of the year between Christmas, Hanukkah, and your birthday.
I think turning 60, I'm going to go hide in a corner somewhere. Oh. We'll see what happens. Anyway, right now...
And now... The VoiceOver Extra, VOBS News, the latest and most comprehensive voiceover industry news, brought to you live.
And here it is, the news. I know it's here somewhere. Okay. Yeah, Andrew, you're going to have to find it in there. Just hand me the news. Hand me the iPad. and we'll figure this out
What's the name of the software so everybody knows?
It's called ProPrompter.
ProPrompter,
and it works fabulously. It always does. Okay, try this again. Here. That's the right way. And you can touch it. Okay. And hopefully this is the right news story.
Here we go.
For December 12th, VoiceOver Extra News, Productivity Killers. A business report on WCBS Radio last week caught our ear. The headline, Working from Home is Dead. What? Huh? Well, that at least that's at least the thinking in some quarters now, as work productivity is seen to be higher in a regular office, under a boss, with the myriad of distractions, without the myriad of distractions of home and family. Now, of course, most voice actors don't have a choice. We record in a home office, and we freaking love that freedom, don't we? So, how to be more productive? List your home distractions and find ways to cope or work around them. Now, Rick Lance, the voice of Americana, who voices from his home studio in Nashville, Tennessee, also finds that certain work habits themselves can get in the way. And in a new article in VoiceOver Extra, Rick shares his top three productivity killers and how he stops them. Number one, Facebook. This probably tops the list for a lot of folks because it's the one of the biggest time sucks out there, Rick says. I have to say it like him. On Facebook, time seems to move faster, and the deeper you go down the Facebook rabbit hole, the more time you lose. The fix? Rick disciplines himself to accomplish everything on his day's to-do list before logging into Facebook. Yeah, right. It's that simple, he says. Just don't do it. Number two, multitasking. Can you compose emails while talking on the phone?
No.
Or even on hold? Well, Rick confesses, too, that he can't do that either. But he says, when I try to do too much at once, he says, I get overwhelmed and frustrated, which negatively impacts my efficiency and my productivity. The fix? Each morning, Rick lists what he wants to accomplish that day only and methodically gets through each task individually. Number three, overscheduling. The result of overscheduling is similar to what Rick feels when trying to multitask. I look at my list, he says, and I think, I can't do all this. And then I feel awful and hopeless, which is extremely counterproductive. The fix? Rick lists only specific and realistic goals for the day, allotting reasonable time frames for each task. Certainly, you have personal time sucks of your own, which you might want to share as a comment to Rick's article, now at voiceoverextra.com, your daily resource for voiceover success. Time sucks. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I don't want to do this script. I don't want to do this. Oh, I'll just go on Facebook.
Procrastination.
Oh, it's the ultimate procrastination tool.
It really is. I mean, I have my own little tools that I use to try to keep things moving. The overscheduling.
You have more to do than I do.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, the overscheduling is a big deal. In fact, it's something that's come to a head as of lately.
Yeah.
And I actually saw a great blog post that Maxine Dunn told me about. It's just simply saying, got to say no more often.
Yeah,
which,
the N-word.
Can be hard. Yeah, the N-word. You got to say no more often. It's not easy to do for some of us, and I'm trying to get better at that. But when it comes to overscheduling, the way I avoid that is it literally has to go into the calendar.
Yeah.
Not like an entry in the calendar saying to-dos.
Right.
But everything that is a to-do has to have a time in the calendar.
Right.
That's what I do.
And even if you don't finish it, you have to stop at the end of that calendar time.
Right, because there's something else butted up against it. So if you don't get it done, so then you have to move it around. That's
right.
What I do. If I couldn't get to it or I didn't get it done, I then move it to another slot in my calendar. And with Google Calendar and Apple iCal and stuff, that's pretty easy to do. You can click and drag blocks around, you know, it's like a puzzle. Sometimes, especially this time of year, I mean, everything has to find a hole. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But that's a little thing that I've been doing. Just put it in the calendar. A to-do list for me isn't good enough. I just may not get to the to-do list.
Yeah.
And it can get overwhelming.
I find myself far more productive when I have a to-do list.
Yeah.
But then I forget to do the to-do list.
Right.
It should be part of my list. Of my to-do list is to actually make the to-do list.
That's the problem. But that was the problem for me.
I see. And that's what happens.
Try taking... going to that to-do list, then pulling out items and shoving them into the calendar.
Right.
Even as arbitrary as it seems. I'm going to do this thing today at 3. I'm going to do this thing today at 4. Whatever.
Right.
Doesn't mean you have to. It's not etched in stone, but at least you've made the hole in your day to do that thing.
Right. Well, one of the things we need to schedule in is to thank our sponsors.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Our to-do list is getting too long.
That's right. It was scheduled earlier, but I just jumped right into the news. But
should we make it in bigger font?
I guess it doesn't get any bigger than
huge.
That. I'd say. Anyway, yeah. Harlan Hogan.
That's right. VoiceOver Extra.
Edge Studios.
Source Elements.
Rehearsal app and VO2GoGo.com.
And Antland Productions, where you can get yourself a killer demo.
All righty. Well, we got lots coming up. We got a bunch of tech questions, and then Everett's going to join us, and we're going to talk about doing your auditions better, because that's what we do for a living, guys.
That's the voice work. Actors.
That's the actual work, is doing your auditions. Work. So why not have somebody professionally help you with that? Anyway, we'll be right back with those questions right after this message, so don't go anywhere.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios, who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success. In one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
Learn the latest in voiceover technology, business, and good old-fashioned acting.
I really like your bracelet. It's awesome.
Hey, Paul, where did you get that watch?
That's really cool.
And a hamburger with no cheese, please.
Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, only on voiceoverbodyshop.com.
Okay, let me take a little bit of your valuable time to talk about a very valuable product from Source Elements called Source Connect. It's a great product because if you're a voice actor needing to step it up and go from just recording MP3s and sending them in, which is a great way to do voiceover, where you have to start doing sessions live, real time, with studios around the world, you need a tool to do that. And one of the best ones definitely is Source Connect. It's been around a long time. I think they're celebrating about a 10-year anniversary right about now, where they've been perfecting and honing this tool. And it's a really, really great one. It's basically a way to connect to other studios to stream your audio between the studios real time. Think of it as Skype, but really, really high quality audio, extremely reliable, with a lot of little pro features that make it more friendly to the studio user, including the ability to take the audio coming in and have it insert directly into your DAW, such as Pro Tools. It can run as a plugin in Pro Tools, and that can be on the studio end or the talent end. Either one of you can be running it as a plugin, or you can run it totally standalone. It's very flexible, just as its own app. Give it a try at Source Elements. You can go to source-elements.com. There's a 15-day free trial that you can sign up for at any time. For Source Connect Standard, you don't need to own an iLock USB dongle. For Standard or for Pro, that you do. So if you want to try out Standard today, you can. You don't have to have an iLock. If you don't know what that is, don't worry. They'll tell you, and you can get it up and running right away. So play at a new level in VoiceOver. Be ready to connect with Source Connect with studios around the world. It's going to open you up to a whole new level of clientele. Thanks to Source Elements for their support of VOBS. So we'll be right back in a second.
Man, there's one show that I can't miss. It's called VOBS. And a lot of people are like, VOBS? What is that?
That is BS about VO.
And I love VO. How much BS is going to be in this show? There's only one way to find out, baby.
Okay, and we're back. And we got tech questions. That's what this show is about, kids.
That's where it came from.
We started talking about home studio tech, and as I always tell, joke about John Florian, who wants to watch a show about home voiceover studios? Well, 5.5 years later, we're still here, and we appreciate your questions. We have a couple tonight. First one is from our good friend Jack DeGolia, who says, I heard that to use Source Connect or Connection Open and others, IPDT, all these other guys, I need to have a hardwired connection from my internet router to my computer. Wi-Fi connections tend to drop the signal. So I'm told. Mm-hmm. Is this true?
Mm-hmm. You may be lucky. You may have no problems whatsoever. It's one of those things, it's just too much of a variable to want to take a chance with it. It's just, and it depends where you live. If you're in let's say the worst case scenario is an apartment in New York.
Yeah.
The more Wi-Fi networks you see show up in your Wi-Fi list, the list of all the networks,
right,
the less of a chance it's probably going to work. If you go on that list and there are 50 or 60 networks, you don't have a chance. There's so much Wi-Fi interference in a city, in an apartment building. It's a nightmare.
Right.
If you're on a Wi-Fi network in your house in the country, on the burbs, and you click on Wi-Fi and you see your one neighbor down the street, his signal is real weak, and that's about it.
There's cows that have their own Wi-Fi networks.
They have hotspots.
Real hotspots.
That's what we're going to call it now. When you step in a cow plop, we're going to call it a hotspot.
Okay.
You don't need a Wi-Fi is a lot more stable in those environments, but Ethernet just removes that variable of interference, and it just makes for a much, much more reliable signal. And if getting Ethernet to where you need it to go, it's just not practical in your home, which oftentimes it's a pain in the neck. You can get something called a power line Ethernet adapter.
Ooh.
Type that in Google,
I've
Amazon,
seen them at Target.
Whatever. Yeah, they're not expensive. You can get them even at Target, $30 or $40. Two boxes, one goes where the router is, one goes where the computer is you want to use, and it turns your household wiring into Ethernet.
Ooh.
And it really actually does work.
Wow.
I've been relying on it in my home and in my last home to get internet around the house. And it really is pretty cool stuff. So that's a good way to work around the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's always important to try and have as hard a connection as you can when you're using one of those technologies.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
It's streaming audio. When you're browsing the web, things come to you in little spurts.
Right.
You download a page,
right,
and then you read it.
Right.
With audio and anything that's streaming, it's a constant feed of signal. And if there's any drops in signal, it drops out.
Ah, and you don't want that. We want these things to work well.
Yeah.
Especially Source Connect.
Yeah.
And some of these other guys. Next question. Shelley Steffen has been asking us about this for the last couple of weeks. She purchased a custom-made booth, and she says it's hot in there.
Okay.
It came with a ventilation system.
Yeah.
But she's taken a thermometer,
and
the system has been on.
Mm-hmm.
It's still getting hot in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot.
Keep opening the door really fast.
You know? There's a lot to this. Yeah. All right. So some of it is just, okay, I think it's common sense. It may not be. But if it's warm outside the booth, it can't be cooler inside the booth than it is outside the booth.
Right.
For example, so like if your booth is in a room in your house where it's 78 degrees.
Right.
It's going to be warmer than that in the booth.
Right.
Because the ventilation does nothing more than just circulate some air into the booth.
Right.
That's all it's doing. So it can't make it cooler than
it should be circulating air in and exhausting the air back out.
That's another thing. You got to make sure that the ventilation system you have has an outlet for the air to escape.
Right.
Otherwise, it's like blowing air into a paper bag. The air flows, and then eventually the bag is full, and it just stops flowing. So it has to be an inlet and an outlet. Usually the ventilation is sucking the air out as opposed to forcing it in.
Right.
You want to suck the hot air out from the top because hot air rises, and you want to have a source for fresh air. All those things have to be a part of it.
Right.
But it can't make it colder than it is outside. Right. It's impossible.
And there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
I mean, because moving air causes noise.
Yeah. That's a whole other
issue. We do is you create what's called a DAW box. Which is, it's supposed to be a baffle.
Well, yeah, there's a company called DawBox.
Right.
And I've been a little critical of their studios,
right,
but their ventilator design is actually pretty good.
Right.
I can recommend it.
Right. And it's a matter of creating a baffle that diffuses the sound of the air, because it's not the fan that makes the noise.
Yeah, the fan makes a little bit of noise, yeah. But the
if it's
motion
way down the
air,
line, if you're like yeah. sucking the air out from way far down the line through yeah. this baffle,
yeah.
it really shouldn't be a problem. And you have the same baffle on the intake.
That's yeah, that's in. The thing. You need both.
You need both.
You need both. Yeah, right. Because you need, if you just have a hole where the air comes in, well, you have a giant hole in your wall where sound comes in.
Right.
So you have to have two of them.
Right. See, now I learned when I was selling solar heating back in the early 1980s.
Yeah.
Because we use these forced air systems. I learned mm-hmm. all the formulas. And it's,
oh, you did?
Yeah, because it's all dealing with, of course, with
CFM
and BTUs.
BTUs, okay.
That's right. And you, in order to heat a room up, you need BTUs, mm-hmm. but you need the CFM to fill the BTUs.
Mm-hmm.
So I understood all those formulas.
How much heat in watts does a human body create?
More than a light bulb.
It's a lot, right?
It's a
lot. Over 100 watts.
That's
right.
And one of the problems that goes on in a booth is that, you know, CO2 starts to accumulate, especially if it's like a hermetically sealed soundproof booth.
Yeah.
Your CO2 is going to start to accumulate uh-huh. in there. Heat's going to, and eventually you're going to suffocate, and it's not good.
Yeah.
Which is why you open the door every now and again in your closet.
That works pretty well.
It works really
Even
well.
For a booth, that works pretty well.
I mean, if you're doing 30-second spots at a time, open the freaking door. What's yeah. the big deal? But if it's not working right, chances are there's not enough CFM. Cubic feet per minute, for you people wondering what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a lot of air movement, you know, like try and get like 80 cubic feet a minute, something that's going to empty the air out in that booth in a minute or so.
But you need a lot of air movement through a large aperture.
Like 4 inches or so.
At least 4 inches. 6 if you can get it. It's better because the larger the aperture, the slower the air moves. You
right.
can move more air, but more slowly. Slower air makes less noise,
right.
and you get better airflow.
Right. Just never exhaust it into your attic.
Right. Well, actually, why is that? Why do you never exhaust it into the attic?
Because when you go to sell your house and there's all this mold in your attic, it's a problem.
Oh,
it's like exhausting a bathroom fan.
Speaking
into...
from experience,
no,
sir?
Not that I know this from personal experience.
Okay, good.
Let's go on to the next question here.
Okay.
Larry Hudson. What's Larry had to say?
He says, hey, George. Hey, what about Dan, Larry? Question of the day. Actually, he sent it to me on the Wix chat, so that's why he said that. He's upgrading or thinking about upgrading to Sierra. That's the new Mac OS that's been out for a couple months. He's researched his Focusrite Sapphire 6 compatibility, and Focusrite says, yep, we're ready. Anything else we need to be concerned with? So, you know what? If you have a backup of your system, and I feel like we've said this 100 times, but I'll say it again.
Make it 101.
Bears repeating. If you have a backup of your computer, go for it. You can always restore if you have trouble. If you do the upgrade and there's issues with things being a little funky and glitchy, you can always restore it. I'm kind of the guy who likes to stay a little bit behind the new update. So if it's 10.12.1,
I'm glad
I think
you
it
keep
is.
Track. Yeah, okay.
That's the new OS. So if you're on 10.12.1, I like to wait until 10.12.3 maybe. So they've had a few go-rounds of the debugging of the system. There's really the only reasons to upgrade to the new versions of Windows or Windows, Mac, maybe more Mac than Windows, is it's all this cross-compatibility between iPhones and iPads and syncing of data and iCloud and all these magic fun bells and whistles. They're really cool features, and some of you might find them, you know, maybe game-changing for you. But I have found that generally, they're not going to make a big difference in your life. They're just not worth the hassle or the concern over the upgrade. So hold off a little bit longer, honestly. I'm running El Capitan, which is the last OS, and Yosemite, which is the one even before that. That has its own issues. If you're running two different OSs, you run into problems where certain documents, if you use Pages like me,
yep.
certain documents, you'll edit it on this machine, then you can't open it on the other one. So in the world of Apple, it really helps to have all your computers on the same version.
Okay.
But be on the last one. That's just been my personal experience. And I'm running El Capitan on this one, Yosemite on my home computer, and I do run into that problem. So I'm now thinking of upgrading my yeah. whole machine.
I haven't really seen that problem a whole lot because I think I still have Yosemite on my mainframe over there.
Yeah.
Mainframe.
Your desktop.
My desktop, my Mac Mini, and I can tell because I see, Yosemite National Park on there. Mm-hmm. I have Sierra on my Air.
It's been fine.
And it works fine. I've never had a problem with upgrading. I maintain my computers, I take care of them. It's like update, and it always works.
If you've got backup computers, so if something goes wrong, you have a backup system to use. That's great. And the fewer peripherals and things you plug into the computer, the less you really have to worry about. So if you're not using this with some Apogee or some other interface constantly, you have less to worry about. So Larry, I'm going to give you a. If you really, really gotta,
are we sending the all clear out?
I'm personally not. I'm not ready. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. But you know what? If you gotta do it, you just can't stand ignoring all the reminders. Then back up and you've done your due diligence to research hardware compatibility. Then
it's usually not a problem. Okay,
tell us how it goes.
That's right. We have one more question. Four questions in one night.
Sweet.
I got to love it. Richard Hercher asks, tech question. Well, he's come to the right place.
Good.
Really want to start dabbling in producing and acting in a dramatic audio production, for example, internet radio play. Hmm. What would be the quick list of equipment that I would need to add to a home voiceover setup, computer mic preamp? Really, not a whole heck of a lot, I would think.
This dabbling in producing... So producing is a little bit beyond just being a voice actor.
Yeah. So it probably means, are you going to bring it? We need more information.
How many talent are there?
Is there going to be more voices? Yeah. Are you going to have more than one mic?
Right.
Are you going to be adding music?
Because more voices doesn't preclude that you're going to have more than one mic.
Exactly.
You might just have one mic for two people.
Right. You could have one with an Omni or a figure eight pattern on or something like that, which a lot of mics do.
Yeah.
But... Also, you're adding in music, but are you doing it live? Are you doing it like straight to your hard drive as one continuous flow live style like we do every week? Or are you going to be producing it and adding elements later on?
In which case
it's all software driven, in which case you don't really need anything extra. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if you're on a budget, because you didn't say your budget either, I just been dabbling with this little tiny computer called the Intel Compute Stick.
You mean the little thing that looks like a cigarette lighter?
Yeah, it's tiny. It's about the half the size of a cell phone. I'm using it at home right now, and it absolutely works as a Windows 10 computer.
Cool.
It runs Windows it came with Windows 10. It runs Adobe Audition. I installed Creative Cloud on it, and I'm running Audition on it and playing it, and it runs it just fine. And it's silent. So if you want to have this in the same room as a mic, no problem. No fan noise, nothing. So it's for $110, I think it was.
Wow.
That's a computer that you plug into any computer, any monitor, any TV, anything with HDMI, and you've got a computer. Would it make it a good video editing system? No. But for audio, it's totally fine.
What do you need for
fine.
Audio? You can record audio on small things.
Yeah, and the mic question, that's our favorite. What's the best mic for voiceover?
The one you have.
The one you've got. You know what? I mean, if it's so lousy that it creates noise and you have a lot of hiss or it picks up too much echo, it may not be the right mic. Basically, a large diaphragm, condenser, cardioid microphone.
Studio. Like
such as?
The VO1A.
This one right here. The VO1A is a really, really good option for about $300.
Yeah.
Really, really great sounding mic. Preamp, you can just plug it into your audio interface. A Scarlett 2i2.
Or great preamps in there.
Steinberg UR12, I like. And the Yamaha
DAG03.
That one's really cool. It's got a few extra bells and whistles.
Which might actually come in handy if you're producing radio production type stuff.
Yeah. But definitely one of those, we can give you answers all day long, but without knowing more about what you really need, it's a hard one to answer. So you should probably consult with Dan or I. We both run our own consultancies. Dan's a home studio master. I'm on edgestudiotechnology.com. But, give us the details. Give us the details so we can really help you out better.
All right. Well, Everett Oliver is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. And we're going to talk about auditions and have some fun going through audition scripts and making things happen the way they're supposed to.
Finally, some fun.
Yeah, but this wasn't fun? All right.
No, this has been a lot of fun.
We'll be right back here on VoiceOver Body Shop.
Hiya, VO friends. You say you ain't booked a VO gig in 7 years? And your demo is so old that you can hear the clicks from the stock music records? And you hear so much tape hiss that you run to the sink to see if the faucet is running? And the engineer used so much echo on your voice that it sounds like it was recorded in the Grand Canyon? And the scripts seem a bit dated too, advertising the new and improved 1938 Plymouth Road King? Is that what's been troubling you, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Your demo can be killer, too. Just contact Uncle Roy at AtlantProductions.com and book yourself a shiny new killer demo. Show your stick-to-itiveness and show the world. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That dream.
You're watching...
Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
VoiceOver Body Shop. I love when they talk BS about VO.
Having dinner tonight? How about having some VO, too?
VoiceOver Body Shop.
Have some voiceover with your dinner tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
You know, we've been telling you about VO to Gogo for a while here, and it's a great school that David H. Lawrence the 17th runs, but he also has something else that you need to have in your arsenal as a voice actor, and that is Rehearsal App. Rehearsal App. What is Rehearsal App? Rehearsal App goes on your iPhone, and it has all sorts of functions on it that will help you as an actor. It helps you learn your lines, which is one of its primary functions. But it also helps you with your auditions because you can memorize your audition lines and analyze the script and take your time with it and use the features that Rehearsal App has to make sure your auditions go really, really well, which Everett, our guest, is going to be talking about in a little bit. But it also has the ability to allow you to record your auditions and send them via the app. So use the app that lots of actors use. It's an award-winning app. It works perfectly with your iPhone. The folks at Apple said, yeah, no problem. They just, they wrote it right. They wrote it properly. It went right on the iPhone and iPad. And as an actor, you need to have something like that. In order to get it, all you have to do is go to rehearsal.pro, rehearsal.pro, and you'll get the instructions on how to download this amazing app to help you and your voiceover career. So we'd like to thank David H. Lawrence the 17th for providing this fabulous app to the voiceover and acting community. Go out and buy it now.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We picked the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittem.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at thenewedgestudio.com.
In a world of audio, two men knew what they were doing, or at least they have you convinced. They put the BS in VOBS.TV.
And we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop, and time to introduce our very special guest tonight, somebody in studio for once. You know, I mean, we've been on the road, we've had people on Zoom, but it's good to have somebody in the actual studio with us, because it's a lot more fun actually looking up somebody's nostrils. But Everett Oliver is a 22-year veteran of the voiceover biz. His credits include animation production for The Simpsons and King of the Hill. I like King of the Hill. He also worked in casting for several other award-winning animated shows, direct-to-video DVD programs, and animated specials for Columbia, TriStar, and Disney, distributed by the WB, ABC, and Sci-Fi. Formerly working as a booth director at AVO Talent Agency here in L.A., he has directed voiceover actors in countless auditions for animation, commercials, interactive promos, trailers, sound-alike, and narration. while not an agent himself, although you've played one on TV, right? he works with talent on a daily basis. He prides himself on making sure that he knows his actors inside and out so that he can help them achieve their best performance and book the job. And currently, you're working as a private booth director, helping actors on their auditions. He's also guest directed for several voiceover workshops and continues to mentor and teach voiceover talent with private coaching in animation and commercials. Everett, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I'm not an actor, too. So let's put, okay. that, let's put that out there, too.
You're not an actor?
Well, reality.
Oh, okay. In reality.
In reality, exactly.
Yeah. What is it that's behind us? Oh, it's the Huntington Beach Pier.
Oh, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Could have been where you know, the pier where I live at.
Yeah. Well, just watch out for the surf there.
Exactly.
All right. Now, you recently went on, like, this world domination tour.
Yes.
What was that all about? You were, like, in New York and Texas and
off in
Chicago.
Texas.
And, yeah.
I was there for 5 days. I taught an animation workshop with Cliff Zelman's
Dallas,
workshop, Dallas Club. So I was there for about 5 days. Then I went to New Jersey.
Yeah.
I hung out with the New York voiceover New Jersey crew with Uncle Roy's party.
All right, cool.
Did some work there in New Jersey, did some work in New York with, you know, clients and doing auditions. Then I met up with Mara and Jordan in Denver.
Always a fun couple to hang out with.
Exactly. So I did a meetup there in Denver.
Uh-huh.
So I was gone for about 34 days.
Wow.
And then I came back and got back into the swing of things.
You were flying or driving?
Flying.
Ah, okay.
It's flying. It's much more easier than
okay.
You know.
All right, over 34 days, you know,
yes.
It's, you know,
yeah.
you
that would be speeding.
That's true. All right.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. George is now adjusting the microphone.
Right. You're
not
exactly.
Supposed to tell everybody, but of course I'm in the shot.
Yeah. So it's
and you're blocking.
And
yeah.
You're now blocking the shot.
Never mind.
Yes. It's what you've come to expect on our show.
Not really. not really.
All right. So you were at AVO for a bunch of years as a booth director. Mm-hmm. Fun stuff.
It was fun. It was challenging because it was when I remember the first day I started. Basically, a booth director is a person that comes in and listens to auditions and directs actors on the auditions at a talent agency. So my first day being on basically working in casting for 10 years. This was totally something new, totally something different for me, and working at a talent agency.
How did you make that leap from one to the other?
I just went ahead, and all of my shows had ended. King of the Hill had ended. And then I didn't really kind of know what was next for me.
Mm-hmm.
So my mentor, Charlie Adler, said, you need to go ahead and you need to direct actors, be a booth director at a talent agency. So I didn't really know, you know, really what that was. So I went ahead and I made a couple of phone calls to the agents. And stuff like that. The agents had me come in. We sat down. We had a conversation. And they knew I had an animation background, you know, for about maybe 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, oh, okay. So then they just basically said, you're going to figure this out.
Go.
Okay, you're going to figure this out. So actors would come in. They would have their scripts.
Right.
They would be prepared. And so I would have between 15 to 20 minutes to be with one actor. And it doesn't depend. It depends on how much copy that they had. So sometimes they had like maybe 5 or 6 pieces of copy, and we would have to just go through it really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I'm kind of a different booth director. I'm one of those that I have to really kind of like know you,
mm-hmm.
which that's kind of like my specialty. It's really for me to really I call it like a tap into you.
Right.
I need to know a little bit of background about yourself. Who you are, what kind of like shows you watch, tell me a little bit about your upbringing. And then what I do is I apply all of the information that you give me, favorite color, whatever, and then I throw it back at you,
mm-hmm.
depending on what the either commercial copy or the animation copy is.
Right. So if you're working with somebody in animation, are you helping them develop the characters?
I don't really help them develop. They should have some sort of form of what the character is mm-hmm. when they come in. And then I go ahead and I tweak them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'll say that will work, but in order for you to actually book the job, you might have to go in this direction,
right?
You know. So everyone, at least all the actors at my agency, they get the copy ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come see me, all I'm doing is I'm just basically saying that's going to work, that's not going to work. We need to do different changes, and we have to do it in a really short span of time,
right?
Because we start at 9:30. And we were directing from 9:30 till about maybe 3.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we were editing auditions, plus all the actors who didn't come into the office, I had to listen to emails, listen to all the emails. So it was like I was on the go constantly, you know. So
were you able to tell, like, if someone did an audition, you would think he's going to book this job or he's going to be in top consideration. He's got it.
Because I would listen to the same auditions over and over again. So 9 times out of 10, it depends. And like I said, sometimes on the casting sheets, there would be like the top 7
mm-hmm.
and the agent would put on there maybe 10.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I would go ahead and I would have to eliminate 3 actors who I would say, they're not going to make the cut.
Right.
So I always tell actors, bring the A game. Don't overthink it.
Right.
You need to just move the copy. And I can tell when an actor's thinking about it because there's a certain body language, there's a certain tone, there's a certain thing that they do, and you hear it in their voice. And I'm like, no, stop. And I'm one that will call you out. I'll call you out and tell you straight, no, this is not going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. So that's kind of like, you know, my style.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Interesting. So now you're doing it freelance.
I do it freelance.
How do you do that?
I do it from home.
Mm-hmm. And from your car.
No, I really don't. I really do it from home. Right. I tell actors to send me a copy of your audition.
Mm-hmm.
And send me the copy as well. So at least I can see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will Zoom you in mm-hmm. or Skype you in. And then I turn around and go, okay, so I've listened to your audition. This is not going to work for me. This is not going to work for you. I need you to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go ahead and they will play with it back and forth until I can actually say, okay, now it sounds great. Then we'll go ahead. Because I will not let you send in a bad audition. That's totally, totally not my style.
Right.
Stuff like that. No matter how many times that they hurt my ear.
And how many times you hurt their ear back.
Right, exactly. Or my neighbors will hear
the
auditions come through.
Because
I'm usually have it really loud. And so my neighbors can hear, like, why are you beating the person up as they're screaming? I'm like, because I'm trying to get the best performance out of them.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. It's interesting work. Now, because the problem that most people have in this business is the inability to self-direct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of us, you know, might actually be good directors on our own. I know I work with people all the time. I'm like, try it this way, try it that way, and they book work.
Mm-hmm.
But try doing it yourself, try to think it out yourself, because you're not hearing your voice the way some meta person is going to do.
Right.
Why is it so hard to self-direct? Because there are so many people in voiceover today, and the majority of them have to self-direct because they don't have a booth director sitting in their closet.
They don't have
them.
Somebody else, right? They get caught up in their head. I have a lot of clients who just, you can tell that they're really, they're worried about certain things, mouth noises.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about the microphones. They're worried about the technical issues. They're worried, and I'm a person of, I zoom in all of that, and I've got to hear the performance.
Right.
I need the performance to pop, and they're not connecting. And so once I hear that they're not connecting, I've got to beat it out of them in a very nice way. I say it with a smile.
Okay.
I'm saying it with a smile.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing better than being intimidated into a great
Exactly. Because, I understand. You know, it's a competitive field.
Right.
And then we have to realize where we are. Then we talk about being in Los Angeles or being in New York with the different markets.
Right.
You know, and that's a whole nother different arena. But I think it's hard for actors to really, they get caught up in themselves. They just have to just step out of the box a little bit. Because it shouldn't really take you. It shouldn't take you a half hour to 45 minutes to do one audition.
How long should it usually take?
It should take you 10 to 15 minutes.
And what's the process you tell people to follow?
Who are you talking to?
Right.
How do you identify to this person? How does it relate? Find somebody, uncle, aunt, cousin. I don't care who it is, your neighbor. Tap into that person. If you hear it, then you should be able to go ahead and you should just be able to just, it'll come naturally, especially like when you're doing a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It should be just as natural as you and I having a conversation. A character, we're all characters. Find somebody who you like. Find somebody. I usually find, it's so funny, I usually find people who who dislike an in-law. or you know, a teacher or something,
right,
that they can connect with that person.
That they like making fun of.
Right. And yeah, they'll wind up getting it. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. I like that.
Interesting. You have to draw from your life experiences in anything, just like with writing or anything like that. But mm-hmm. for characters, if you've got something you've always done, it always helps. And mm-hmm. then you can do the variations around
exactly.
that.
But a lot of people also, they worry about the voice. And I tell actors, stop worrying about the voice and give me the actor. It's always about your acting. And people just, they're just so like, oh, does my voice sound this? And my voice, I'm like, no, stop. Let's take a deep breath. And really, really, that's why I said, who are you talking to? Let me have you connect. And then we can worry about everything else that you're worried about.
Yeah. And that's got to be possibly the biggest misconception about voiceover. Mm-hmm. Because we have so many people coming into the business.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the line we always hear? It's... Everybody tells me I have a great voice.
I have a great voice.
See?
Exactly.
Yeah. And well, you may have a great voice, but it's never about the voice. It's
right.
about
your acting.
Selling
it's
the product and connecting with the character and with the audience. And mm-hmm. it's not easy to do. A lot of people, yeah. especially people coming out of radio,
mm-hmm.
very hard.
They can't transfer out. And you can totally tell. You can hear the radio announcer personality.
Right.
So I've got to tell them, okay, stop thinking announcery.
Right.
Talk to me like a person,
right.
a normal person. And then I go, oh. It's interesting because I was just sitting over to think about it. I had an actor who, well-known video game actor, and he could not, he usually has trouble with commercials because mm-hmm. he has a problem identifying with being a real person.
Interesting.
And I thought, wow. So I said, so... when the holidays come, what happens when it's Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah? There's conversation around on the table.
You're not an orc at Thanksgiving.
Right. So how does that work?
Right.
You know, but he said it's just really challenging for him. So he says anybody could be a character. So I'm finding people who could be characters but not being a real person and vice versa. So I found that interesting being a booth director.
Hmm.
I was like, okay, so that's a challenge that I have to work with you.
Right. Well, let's go through the process here. Let me find a script here. Shouldn't be too hard. All one has to do is open up their email, and usually there's a whole bunch on here. Let's see here. You can see we pre-planned this one really well.
Yeah, they didn't talk about this one.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to work.
Oh,
I just want you to know.
I know. I know. Oh, here's one. Here's one I actually have to do. You probably have all seen this one, too. Let's see here. Okay, here's the specs. We won't go over the prices or anything like that. Okay. Male, 30 to 50, a dry, big voice that is funny because of how matter-of-fact it sounds. Straight, but never boring. I love these. Maintains the same dry tone whether reading fast or slow. Can sound a little gruff. There's an awful lot there.
Yes. So break it down.
Okay.
Break the script down. You don't have to. We're going to do a first take first.
Okay.
So. Oh, you need to see it too.
Oh, I can see. Well, I'm right here.
Okay.
Come
big
back.
Dry voice, funny, matter of fact.
Okay.
Because I always forget.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm going to let you do your first pass.
Okay.
Because I don't do line reads.
Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. So.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
Easy. Ready?
Right. And I'll just usually do a quick read through on something.
Yeah,
like
this
it.
Is your first.
Okay.
First half. Ready?
Right.
Go.
Yay now. Yay for shaking what your mother gave you. Yay for the mailroom guy. Yay for modern technology. Yay for getting that thing. Yay for whatever. Yay for smoke detectors. Yay for watching a movie. Yay for hard work. Yay for helping feed those in need. Yay for part of your purchase going to charity. Smile.amazon.com. Sign up for a 30-day... Oh, that's
the end.
That's the
okay,
end.
Now, okay. See, right. First of all, it's flat.
Yep.
There's no personality.
Right.
So I want you to make it slightly a little bigger.
Okay.
And now, also, what I want you to do, because I do things in stages,
mm-hmm.
so I want you to drop down to your lower register slightly, like right here.
Down there.
Stomach is. Ready?
Okay.
Keep thinking about it. Take two. Go.
Yay now. Yay for shaking what your mother gave you. Yay for the mailroom guy. Yay for modern technology. Yay for getting that thing. Yay for whatever. Yay for smoke detectors. Yay for watching a movie. Yay for hard work. Yay for helping feed those in need. Yay for your part of your purchase going to charity.
Okay, you sound like you're reading it. Give me, you are. I need you to really connect a little bit more. Give me more of the acting. Okay. Stop reading it. Take three. Ready? Give me more ups and downs, more levels. Ready? Go.
Yay now. Yay for shaking what your mother gave you. Yay for the mailroom guy. Yay for modern technology. Yay for getting that thing. Yay for whatever. Yay for smoke detectors. Yay for watching a movie. Yay for hard work. Yay for helping feed those in need. Yay for your part of your purchase going to charity. Smile.amazon.com.
Okay, now give me one more final.
Okay.
Add a slight smile to it. Yeah, just slightly slight smile to it. Ready? 30 seconds. Gruff. Ready? I still want you in your lower register. Okay. Make it funny.
Okay.
Because it says you have to be funny. Now you got to make it funny.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Yay now. Yay for shaking what your mother gave you. Yay for the mailroom guy. Yay for modern technology. Yay for getting that thing. Yay for whatever. Yay for smoke detectors. Yay for watching a movie. Yay for hard work. Yay for helping feed those in need. Yay for your part of your purchase going to charity.
That's the best one. Take four. You heard the difference between all the different
takes? Oh, of course.
Okay. There's some people that can't, you know. They
Thank
don't
you.
Hear. Yeah. Thanks, George.
Yeah. How did that sound?
I'm trying to figure out whose iPhone I just heard. That's awesome.
But
it wasn't mine. Mine's turned off.
So, but, you know, some people, they use headphones. That's the other thing, too, I tell actors. You really shouldn't use headphones when you're auditioning because you're hearing feedback.
Uh-huh.
It's easier to do it without headphones.
Right.
So that way you can go give 2-3 different reads. And then go back and you can go ahead and listen and choose. Yeah.
I stopped using, I don't even remember using headphones when I started doing voiceover online. You know, when you're in a radio studio, you had to wear headphones because you were producing it all yourself and you're listening to music. Absolutely. People wear headphones, they don't realize it's a traditional thing, not a practical thing.
Right.
That you don't want to really hear your own voice. What are you listening to? Well, I'm listening to me. Well, you're not concentrating on the copy that way.
They're not. And then they get caught up in the mouth noises and the pops and stuff like that. And that's why I say just don't wear headsets at all.
You heard it here. All right. Here's another one. Here's one I actually did today.
Okay.
This one, and this one's kind of interesting. This is, I think it's for a sports car of some sort. And yeah, I think it's a Toyota, actually. It says, a James Bond confidence vibe to your read. Think the style, vibe, the feel of Daniel Craig. But not with a British accent, I would imagine.
Right.
You know, so you have to...
If you wanted to do one, you would do an alt.
Right.
Just for, you know, farts and giggles.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I mean, but here's the copy.
Okay.
All right. This year, Toyota is only making 8,600 of their 86s. That means only 0.002% of America will know what it feels like to punch the 86 into a turn and come back out of it. But that's okay. There's only a select few who realize that life is too short to not feel alive, who search for thrills around every corner and don't want extras weighing them down. Only what a sports car needs, nothing it doesn't. Yep, not many drivers have the stomach to ride this ride. So, is it for you? All right. So, I look at this and I'm like, Daniel Craig, and of course, you know, the natural tendency is to go James Bond, you know, but do it without an accent. So, but sometimes you wonder, what is it that they were really asking for there? I mean, a vibe, is it something that you bring to the read? It's kind of interesting.
It's more like the cadence.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So it helps to know the cadence of Daniel Craig.
Right. So you
was very slow and okay. So
all right. What's the specs again? It's the James Bond vibe. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
All right. Okay.
Masculine. Ready? Go.
This year, Toyota is only making 8,600 of their 86s. That means only 0.002% of America will know what it feels like to punch the 86 into a turn and come back out of it. But that's okay. There's only a select few who realize that life is too short to not feel alive, who search for thrills around every corner, and don't want extras weighing them down. only want a only what a sports car needs, nothing it doesn't. Yep, not many drivers have the stomach to ride this ride. So, is it for you?
Give me a take two. Why don't you stand up?
Okay, I could do that.
Yeah, stand up a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. Keep the same vibe, same energy. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
This year, Toyota is only making 8,600 of their 86s.
Stop. Stay in your lower register.
Stay lower register.
Okay. Okay. Ready? Ready? Go.
This year, Toyota is only making 8,600 of their 86s. That means only 0.002% of America will know what it feels like to punch the 86 into a turn and come back out of it. But that's okay. There's only a select few who realize that life is too short to not feel alive, who search for thrills around every corner and don't want extras weighing them down. Only what a sports car needs, nothing it doesn't. Yep, not many drivers have the stomach to ride this ride. So, is it for you?
That was better. I like the bottom part of it. I would have done the top part to match it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right. And it's hard to do.
But that's pretty good.
Okay.
For a beginner.
It's a joke, George. It was a joke.
He's laughing off. He's tensed over there.
I've been doing this since before you were born, kiddo.
I knew you were saying that. I totally knew you were saying that. Before George was born. I totally knew.
Definitely before he was
born. Yeah, exactly.
No, but you heard the difference. See, yeah. And actors, too, they should stand up, too, in the booth. So that way, you know, because you could tell when you're sitting down that the performance is really low. There's no energy
right
to it, you know. Yeah. So,
and sometimes I find most of the time I'll stand when I record. And then sometimes it's like, well, I got to back off the energy a little bit. And so I might actually lean or sit or something.
Okay, but split the difference then.
Okay.
You know, just, you know, do one high energy and then do one, you know, low. Medium. So you really do, you know, three takes. So that way you know to go right smack dab in the middle.
Cool. All right. All right. Well, I bet you we got lots of questions from our amazing chat room audience.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure there's a couple of people that might actually have some auditions they want to do with you. So we're going to take a break and we're going to reconnoiter and we'll be right back with Everett Oliver here on VoiceOver Body Shop.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We pick the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittam.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at thenewedgestudio.com.
Hiya, VO friends. You say you ain't booked a VO gig in 7 years, and your demo is so old that you can hear the clicks from the stock music records, and you hear so much tape hiss that you run to the sink to see if the faucet is running, and the engineer used so much echo on your voice that it sounds like it was recorded in the Grand Canyon, and the scripts seem a bit dated too. Advertising the new and improved 1938 Plymouth Road King? Is that what's been troubling you, Bunky?
We lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Your demo can be killer, too. Just contact Uncle Roy at AtlantProductions.com and book yourself a shiny new killer demo. Show your stick-to-itiveness and show the world. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That dream.
VoiceOver Body Shop. Learn the latest in voiceover technology. Learn how to get rid of that. VoiceOver Body Shop. 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on VOBS.us.
Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
VoiceOver Body Shop. I love when they talk BS about VO.
And we are back here on VoiceOver Body Shop, and Everett Oliver is our guest. We're talking about auditions and how to make auditions better. If maybe you've got an audition script you've got to get done or one you want to work on, let Anthony know in the chat room, and we'll get you on Zoom. I know we have somebody standing by who's going to be doing it. Have a couple of people or just...
Right now we've got Michelle Blanker.
Okay, we'll get to her in just a little bit. She needs to actually get there.
Right.
That will help. All right. But we do have a question here. And if you have any questions for Elliot, Everett, for I get it.
Elliot.
Yeah. Don't ask me why I was thinking Elliot.
Yeah, I know.
Everett.
I
know it was one of those E words.
Yes.
If you have a question for Everett, throw it in the chat room also so we can ask him that question. All right. Well, let's look at the first question here from Anthony. Question for our most highly esteemed guest.
Wow.
Given your desire to tap into your voice actors in the booth, what would you want your voiceover peeps to come to the job with to make the read sing and not waste time?
Prepared.
Preparation is everything.
Totally. I've had actors who would come in and I could totally tell that they weren't even ready. And so my thought process was, and look at my facial expression, you really think that I'm actually going to send that audition? Really think that? Because I could tell that you just looked at it and you wanted to do it. You wanted to record it 5, 6, and 7 times. Oh, okay. Sure. Uh-huh. And so when the tongue goes like this and the facial expression goes like this, yeah. That was one of those things where, oh, yeah, it's going to get sent. Uh-huh. And they do not send file. I've had actors who have tried that. But you have to come prepared. I can tell those who were really, really on their game, their energy was there. And those are the ones who I could definitely pull, you know, performances. And there were some who were, like, sick. And I'd tell them, don't come and see me if you're sick.
Right.
You know, even though I actually booked an actor. Twice. You know, 2 spots. Because he was sick as a dog.
It was like a Mucinex or something?
Yeah. But he got scalded. Trust me. He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wasn't that nice to him.
How does one come prepared? I mean,
Basically, you have to, I can tell, highlight the script. Because I don't really have, it's like when we were getting it like in the morning, uh-huh. I didn't have time to really, really scan. Uh-huh. So it was like, okay, I can look at stuff, blah, 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 but I couldn't really make notes. So I could tell those who were highlighted, mark your script up. Make sure you hit the notes and the beats and stuff and really, really focus on it, especially even when you're doing character work. You know, what do you want to get, especially in commercials, out of that product to make you draw people in?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I could tell. Don't waste my time with just coming on the fly.
Yeah. Do you recommend people print out their scripts?
Yes.
Okay.
What drives me insane, I'm trying to just hold it in.
No, let it go.
Do not read copy off a cell phone. That drives me nuts. That really, really drives me nuts. And so you could just tell that they're
iPad's
scrolling.
Okay, but cell phone,
the iPads is fine.
Okay, all right.
I'm good with the iPads because
okay.
I'm reading off an iPad.
Okay.
But yeah, a phone, that's what really drives me insane. So that's a no-no.
Yeah.
And I can tell. Believe it or not, I can tell if you're reading off a phone. Very rarely that things get past me. Very rarely. That means they caught me off in a bad day.
How can you tell someone's reading off a phone?
Because the way their speech pattern is.
Right.
So it's, okay, so George has just landed from, you know, and.
Oh, okay.
And then they pause.
Right.
And I'm like.
Right, right.
And then because they're scrolling. Oh, and oh, the thing. When the phone shuts off, and then they hit the glass to turn it on, and I'm like, you really think, you know? And then I say, would you like to have my iPad? No. It's okay. I'll use my phone. And I'm like, that's another.
That's another way of defining phoning it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Literally.
Dude, it's more of a do not send. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We got one from Paul Stefano. And he says, what is the percentage of people you've worked with who booked the jobs they bring to you? Boy, that's a tough stat. I don't know.
It
if
is
you
hard because what
have.
Happens is that as a booth director, the agents were more aware of the bookings unless the actors went ahead and they told me directly.
Yeah.
So I can't really answer that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you now, being on my own, I had directed a client on an audition while I was in New York City, and he didn't get the job that I directed him on, but the techniques and stuff that I had told him,
he got a national campaign.
Oh, man.
He told me that when I got back to Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, great. So I can't tell. You know, all I can do is just get the best performance out of you and roll a dice. Because really, this is rolling a dice. You know?
Yeah.
It's really, yeah.
The funny thing is when people are auditioning, they don't really realize who it is that's really listening to these.
Right.
It's not, no. The agents, I mean, they hear it. They go, okay, this is good enough to submit that sort of thing.
Exactly.
But ultimately, who makes the decision?
The millennials.
Okay.
You see how you have the tongue.
The millennials?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they are generally the clients.
Right.
The end client.
Right. So you don't know. You really don't know. Or it animation a little bit because you know the casting, you know, directors, and you kind of know who the producers of certain shows.
Right.
But commercials, I couldn't even tell you.
Hmm.
You know. So we're just on a whim and we just go like, oh, okay. Just good luck.
All right.
Roll the dice.
Let's try getting one of the guys in the chat room who wants to. They're hanging out in Zoom. There's a couple people.
All right.
We've got Michelle or Jackson. Who's ready? Raise your hand.
Michelle.
Whichever of you guys is ready, we'll take it.
The casting, you know, directors, and you kind of know.
Okay, that person has their sound producers. On. So let's turn that off. But that's actually not the person. That's our own show feeding audio back, I think. So.
I gotta run over and turn the.
Do me a favor, Andrew. Yeah. On your computer, is there a tab open on the website, on our own website, playing the audio from the show right now?
No.
But looks like Anthony.
No? Somebody's playing the show back. I'm getting a loopback of the audio back on our feed right now. So I want to make sure that's dead before we go to the question.
Is that it?
It's coming,
it's coming back at us
strongly right now. From... Here? Yeah. Do you see a tab in the browser that might be possibly the show, like vobs.tv? Is that open anywhere?
None of that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fascinating, because that just started happening. Like,
well, mute everybody's mic and then try each one. Okay.
Well, no, everybody is muted.
Okay.
There's something coming back at the system. So until we figure that out, let's keep going with the questions.
All right, we've got more questions.
Because there are more.
We'll figure that out while we're answering this next question. Okay. From Karen O. We all know Karen.
We do.
Okay. Question. If you have a very short time to prep your script for audition, what's the first thing you should do besides reading the copy?
Very short time prepping. Identify who you're talking to and know your target audience. Those are the first two things that come to mind. Very short time. Because a lot of people, to me, they just read, you know, and they're not connecting. And I need them to connect.
I hear that a lot.
You know, it's the first thing. And you really, your first read, you're going to just be reading it anyway just to spit it out. But still, there has to be some sort of connection to the copy.
Right.
At least.
How do you see? And that's the thing. People say, you're not connecting
with
the
acting.
Copy.
It's really your acting.
Yeah.
And your acting should come out.
Right.
And a lot of people, they're so into
how they sound.
Right. They're worried about how much is it going to pay me if I book it?
Right.
Or stuff that I like the sound or stuff that I'm just looking at. I'm like, wow, really? We're worried about that? No. You have to at least prep, identify, and know. No acting basic 101.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
And that's usually not in the spec. The spec says this is what we're looking for, the sound,
right.
But they don't say this is for this demographic.
But that's the first thing you should know is, you know, just basically you're acting 101, which you know.
Right.
Which you should know.
So if it's a Depends commercial, you know it's not for millennials. Maybe well, some millennials. Some. We won't mention any names.
George. I know I'm gonna hear about that later.
Okay. Tremaine Kendrick Mosley asks.
I know who that is.
Okay, I know him too.
Too.
Anyway, have you ever had an actor where you just said, "No, you don't have it"? Gee, you've done that to me. Are you kidding?
I probably have in a really nice way with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You mean as far as what mean voiceover wise, where
well,
I just
well,
think they should be
I
out
think
of
he
the
means
business
with a specific. Well, who knows?
See,
well, let's take it both ways.
Yeah,
we don't know
I
what
mean,
the spec is here.
Right.
What is
so
it
as far about? As you know, voiceover. No, I don't think I've ever told anybody that I don't think that this is for you. No, I will say that. But as far as when it comes to auditioning,
right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you don't have it on this one particular spot. You're
yeah.
not right for this, or you're just not
right.
getting this one.
Yeah,
or...
I would. Yeah, they know. Yeah. They know. It's more or less. I probably have a facial expression. I'll leave it as that.
Okay.
My facial expressions says it all.
Okay. Facial expressions are very important.
They're very important, especially when you're doing auditions, because right. that way, my previous actors would go, "Oh, you don't have to say anything." Because I would have a certain look.
Right, right.
And that look would be, right.
Right.
Or, no.
Right.
No. That's, no. Who told you that you thought you were going to book that? No, that's not going to work. And then they go, okay, I'll do it again.
Right.
Yeah, and you better do it right this time.
Right. And chances are, if somebody's working with you, they're already perhaps somewhat accomplished or have achieved the point of getting at least to an agency. Or
right, but I do work with beginners.
Right.
So, and I'm blunt with them, and I'm honest with them, and I'm nice. I'm nice to everybody, but I will tell them. Mm-hmm. I will tell them what works, what's not working for you,
mm-hmm.
and then this is what you need to get to this certain point. So I'm very, very honest to the point.
All right.
You know.
All right. We have any success yet, George?
Yeah, we do. We can bring on Michelle if Michelle is ready.
Okay.
She's probably marking her script right now because she's worked with me before.
She's been waiting for a while.
Right.
Let's see
so
if we can
hopefully
hear Michelle.
She's ready.
Hello,
she's
Michelle.
Highlighted.
Are you there, Michelle?
Come in, Michelle.
Scott Chambers.
Michelle?
All right.
We want to go to another.
Let's try some.
Michelle.
Pittsburgh, you're on the air.
And your lower register.
Yeah.
And a little bit. Right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Pittsburgh, you're on the air.
See, that's much better. You see how that worked?
Yeah.
When you were just so low. No, that wasn't working out. So this is your range. Your range is right.
Right there.
Right here.
All right.
So you learn something new about yourself.
Amazing.
I was
just trying to do Larry King.
But that, you know, you never know. You might get that sound like tomorrow. Just trying to help you out.
All right, I'll try to remember that.
Is she on?
All right. She's not on, but Jackson
okay.
is.
All right, Jackson Daniel, you're on the show.
I don't know Jackson is on me.
Okay.
Put glasses on. A little bit. Right
there
here.
There we go.
Right here.
All right.
Pittsburgh, you're on the air.
See, that's much better. You see how that worked?
Yeah.
When you gotta turn off your radio there, Jackson. This is just like live radio on the internet.
Hi, Jackson.
You got to turn off
the don't
feed.
Listen to yourself here.
You can't listen to the show when
he's,
you're on
He's
here.
Still listening.
He's trying,
he's, yeah.
Okay, now he's turning
turn
it off.
Because he's
okay.
Back.
All right.
Let's try him again.
All right. Talk to us, Jackson. You're on.
Oh, hi.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Jackson.
Success.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Pittsburgh, you're on the air.
I
have a loop going.
Yeah.
Hi, Jackson.
I have a loop going somewhere, man. I don't know where it is right now. It's very mysterious.
Okay. Oh, he's talking.
Okay.
I don't know if the loop's originating from Jackson at this point. I can't. Figure it out. So that's unfortunate.
Talking now. Can you hear me okay with that echo?
Yes.
Oh,
oh there we go. All right. Success.
Pittsburgh, you're on the air.
Major loop, Jackson. Sorry, my brother.
All right.
Tonight, we'll do a tech rehearsal next time, and we'll get this sorted out before the show goes on.
It should
on the
work
air.
Fine. I don't understand.
No, it's coming from the other end. Something's looping him back.
Oh, okay.
He's here. He's looping us back to us.
Right.
And there's an infinite loop going.
Well,
he needs to
mute something.
Right. Yes, we've covered that. So
okay.
He hasn't figured it out yet.
Too. Oh, Michelle is actually there now.
Mute Jackson.
Michelle, get on in there. We know you're there.
Do we have
She's
Michelle?
Getting a script.
Oh.
She's getting her script.
Oh, okay. All right, let's answer another question. Scott Chambers, well, Scott, who's there, has the question.
Oh,
now somebody's calling you. And the rule on our show is, if somebody calls you, you have to answer it. But I think they suddenly, oh, crap, he's on the show. Don't do that. Anyway, Scott had a question. He says, if you weren't working in voiceover, what type of career would you choose and why?
I would be in entertainment. I would be producing
and I would be in daytime television.
Okay.
And why? Because I used to watch daytime television.
Like Days of Our Lives, General Hospital.
Yeah, I was addicted to it. Yeah. You see, I put my head down. I was, yeah. But, yeah, and primetime stuff, too. Yeah. Right. Dallas is my all-time favorite show. Yeah, so.
Okay. All right. Let's see if this works now with Michelle, who's there
come
down
on,
in Orange
Michelle.
County. She keeps hiding.
I know. She keeps hiding because she knows. Right. She knows.
Michelle. Okay.
There she goes.
All right. You're on.
Come on, Michelle.
Talk. You're on, Michelle.
She should put on mute.
There's a human there. There's a human making random sounds.
She's looking for paper. Yeah. See, she's going to read it off her phone. That's what she's going to do.
She's going to read it off her phone.
I told
absolutely.
You. They do it all the time.
Okay. See, this is entertaining in itself.
See,
she are you all talking to me?
Yeah. No,
we're talking to you.
Yes, Michelle, don't get your cell phone.
Okay, I'm talking to you now.
Oh, my God. She's not prepared. See, now the question about not being prepared, she's not prepared.
She's not prepared.
No.
I've been getting this whole thing working, baby.
Okay, well, now that it's working, you know, sit down and let's do it.
Right on.
You know what it is? She's what? Like, I just got this last minute audition. Which she's had for about 3 hours.
Right.
I totally know how that goes. So I just got this. I get it. I hear it all the time.
Yeah. I pretty much have not prepared.
See?
So we're winging it. It's winging it.
Oh,
she's been on for a long time, but that, you know, she hasn't quite prepared yet.
Oh my God.
All right.
Michelle, time is wasting.
Yes.
I know it. I'm sorry.
Okay. This is a great performance so far. Yeah,
you know what?
Thank you very much.
And here's the deal, Michelle. You only really get one take.
Yeah.
What? Right.
Yeah. Because usually,
is she like waiting for the printer to print this out?
I guarantee you.
No. I wasn't. I was trying to get my camera working in the booth. Then I tried to get the audio working. Then I messed that up.
Just sit in front of the camera and read it. Come on.
Well, I don't know if you can hear me from there.
We can hear you fine.
Well, I'm in the booth. That's why you can hear me fine.
Okay. Well, go.
All right.
We're doing a 24-hour marathon. I'm going to change shirts in about another 10 minutes, Michelle. Good Lord.
Yeah,
and mind you, my whole family's watching. They're like, what's going on?
Michelle.
I know Michelle, actually.
Michelle,
which
do
is so funny.
Michelle, do us a favor. Walk out of the booth. Stand right in front of the camera.
Yeah, just stand right in front of the camera, Michelle, and give me your best.
That's where the mic is on.
All right.
And don't put lipstick on and don't put makeup on because I know you've done that too.
Hang on.
See?
Hang on.
I told you. This is what I do.
Okay. That's
can you
fine.
Hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine.
And you can see
me
too.
Do not put your headset on.
Headphones on.
Don't put your headphones on.
Contact.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You're on.
You're
go.
On. Ready? She freezes. Hello. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
At Oscar Mayer, our Tasty Deli Fam now has no artificial preservatives or added nitrates or nitrates. That means it's good. And for all of us, like those who like it sweet, those who prefer heat, and those who just love meat. For those in school, out of school, and old school, who like their sandwich with pop, and those who like it with soda. For the star of the scene and the guy behind it. All of the great tastes like pure grade A honey without the stuff you don't want. Well, that's the stuff for everyone. Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh.
Okay.
Ba-dum-bum.
So, do not read it. I need you to act. Connect a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Okay, pick up your pacing. Keep your energy level. Ready? Take your headsets off for me. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Watch me. Ready? Go.
At Oscar Mayer, our tasty deli fresh ham has no artificial preservatives or added nitrates or nitrates. That means it's good for all of us. Like those who like sweet, those who prefer heat, and those who just love meat. For those in school, out of school, and old school. Those who like their sandwich with pop. And those who like it with soda. For the star of the scene and the guys behind it. All the great taste like pure grade A honey without the stuff you don't want. Well, that's the stuff for everyone. Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh.
Okay, I like that one. You gave me a little bit of personality to it. I like the energy to it. You should send that.
Okay.
Are you going to slate for me? She loves this.
I can slate.
Okay.
You want to slate?
I want you to slate for me 2 times. Ready? Because I want you to slate to match your audition. Ready? Go.
Michelle Blanker.
One more?
Michelle Blanker.
One more?
Michelle Blanker.
Take one. Use the first one.
Okay.
Call me.
Okay. I think he wants to hear a take three.
You saw my face. Call me. Take one. That was good. That was really good. See? And see how relaxed you are? Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like a whole, like you were getting involved in a whole production and stuff like that. That's how I want you to do when we, you know, when we do auditions, okay?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay, we're going to do the next guy? Oh, we have time?
I don't think we have time for another one. Unless there's somebody else
in
there.
We burned our time.
We burned our time.
Burned our time.
Technical issues. But that's okay.
Good job, Michelle.
So, in conclusion, when doing an audition, what's the number one thing you need to do? Aside from, I mean, we'll get to getting calling you too.
Yeah, call me, collect, right?
Yeah, okay.
Call me. look at your copy.
Right.
Mark your scripts. Come prepared. And, you know, identify and know who you're talking to. Basic 101.
101.
Basic 101.
And you teach them the 102.
I teach them 02, 03. I teach everybody, you know.
Right.
And I get them on a path, even though I know some people it might take longer.
Right.
And that's okay. You know, everybody is different.
Right.
So it's just like I said, you know, come to me for those auditions that are really, really that you can't really connect or whatever, and I will get you through it.
And how does one get in touch with you?
You go to mybooththirector.com. You go to schedule and you look, where am I?
Yeah. Where on the 405 are you?
Where am I?
Time?
Yeah. I usually keep my schedule up to date, totally up to date. And I could be either traveling all over the United States or international. But just basically look to see where I'm at and send me, when you go to the contacts page, tell me the audition, when it's due, the time, and your email address, and I will get back to you.
Excellent.
That's how I work.
All right. Everett, a pleasure having you.
Thank you. This was fun.
Hey, we'll do it again sometime.
Exactly.
We'll actually rehearse it next time. All right.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for rolling with us and just going for it, man.
It's cool. I'm easy.
Every week, it's Apollo 13.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I didn't know we had that line.
That's what it's for. All right. We'll be right back to wrap everything up right after this.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios, who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success in one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Voiceover Body Shop. I love when they talk BS about you.
And we're back. Thanks again to Everett. Great job tonight, man.
That was, yeah, it was great.
We got to do that again soon. Auditions are so important because it's, as voice actors, it's what we do. It's really what we do for a living. And so it's best to really improve your technique and hire a professional like him to help you out when you're really stuck. All righty. Well, it's coming up on the end of the year, if you can believe it. It's going to be 2017 like that.
I'm getting to that point where I'm just starting to clear the calendar. Not clear the calendar, but sort of lock it down. Because there's just
yeah, but still move so many more, around, right?
Yeah, there's only so many slots. The slots are getting tinier.
Right.
And I'm shoehorning more things into smaller holes. Hmm. You know, but that's time of year. It happens every year.
Yeah. Well, next week on this show, our last show of 2016, who can believe that we've done another full year of shows, supposedly Scott Parkin's going to be joining us.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, we've heard that he would.
That's right. So he was supposed to be with us a couple weeks ago, but he had to cancel. But we have him on next week. And Scott's a funny guy. We'll have a good time with him.
And very talented.
And very, very talented guy. Great improv and ad libber. And that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
December 26th, for those of you in Canada, it's Boxing Day. It's the day after Christmas, and George won't be here. And so we're not going to do a show on that. You guys are going to be with your families. What are you going to be doing on a Monday night after Christmas? You know, we'll give you the night off, all right? Returning things, exactly. Yeah. The wife comes up with the best line of the night. All right. Okay. And but we will return on January 2nd. We've been talking about doing a highlight show, but what a pain in the tuchus that
is. It's a lot of work. We do highlight shows so that we can, you know, maybe take a show off, but it takes more work to prepare the show. And so it doesn't really save us any time.
That's right.
So anyway.
So watch the Essentials.
The Essentials is a good place to find some of the best stuff on the show.
I'll try and edit out a few more of those, and we'll get a few more of those on there.
Awesome.
Who are our donors of the week?
Well, we just got one. Maria Macis must have been highly entertained by that whole sequence of events. So she donated some money. Thank you very much, Maria. We've got subscribers that donate on a regular basis as well, such as Brian Roush. Thanks, Brian. He's a monthly subscriber. Graham Spicer. Hey, Graham.
Graham,
thanks,
all
man.
Right.
He's my boss. And he's donating 10 bucks a month. Thank you. I don't usually say how much. Sorry about that. But hey,
it should be 20.
Step it up, Graham. Dude, you're booking like crazy these days, Graham. Just so everybody knows. Watch out for that, Graham Spicer. Eric Arricone, he always donates every single show. Thank you, man. We had one come in from Jack DeGolia, who's...
He's all over the place.
I'm just amazed he's donating to the show, even though he helps us put those show notes out. Joseph Harrison. Thank you for subscribing and donating every month. And last but not least, we've got one from Christy Burns, who is a monthly subscriber. So thank you.
And we really appreciate it because we do need some new equipment. We're going to upgrade everything we do come 2017. We'll talk a little bit more about it next week.
We want to do more field reports.
Yes.
And we want to fix everything that didn't go quite as well as we wanted for the studio month.
Yeah.
And we've got some great ideas.
Right. So any help you can give us will be very helpful. Also helping us out is you can buy some VOBS logo gear.
We have logo wear.
We have logo wear. I know you ordered a bunch of stuff this week. A bunch of other people ordered. I won't say what you ordered, but interestingly enough, but you can get almost anything with the VOBS logo on it. Mugs make great gifts. And if you order them now, you can probably have them in time for the holidays. All righty. Show logs.
The show logs. If you want to get access to the show logs and find out what the heck we've been talking about today.
And it was all over the place, but...
Yeah, Jack DeGolia keeps those up to date for us, and there's a link to them up here on the top of VOBS.tv to get to those logs.
Okay, and what's going on at Edge?
We're going on at Edge. We're kind of closing out the end of the year. Things are winding down for the holidays, so not a lot of new events going on. But the best way to stay abreast of what's happening is just follow them on Twitter at edgestudio.com. Also on Facebook as well.
All right.
Or just at Edge Studio. There's no .com on Twitter. It's just at Edge Studio.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah, and stay up to date on Facebook because, you know, we're always doing stuff on – there's always questions on Facebook. And what page is it we're using now? It's the VOBS group, and then there's the VoiceOver Body Shop page.
Yeah, the group is sort of people asking questions of our other fans and just sort of where conversations kind of happen. But the Facebook page is where, you know, things that we promote on the show. And right. we're going to be a lot more active on the Facebook page, Voice Over Body Shop, in the coming months. We've got some new ideas. We're going to be using more Facebook Live over time. And we are heavily considering actually moving the show, so to speak, to Facebook Live. So you'll be actually watching the show via Facebook. And for a couple of reasons. One of the main reasons is the chat capabilities there are much, much better.
Right.
Everybody will be on the same page. You can do it on a mobile device. You can be on an iPhone or an iPad watching the show and have some sort of a chat going on.
Right.
The chat lives on. People can go back and reference it later. And it's a lot easier to get it out to more people. There's just more eyeballs on Facebook than on our own website and everything else. So
all right.
Those are the ideas we have for next year. So very cool. Tuned.
Yeah. But you can still also, you know, watch the show on YouTube and mm-hmm. there's the podcast, which mm-hmm. they can get at Stitcher and at iTunes and all these other places where fine podcasts are sold.
You like listening instead of watching. It's a good
way concept. All righty. Let's see. The survey? New survey questions?
No, it's the same old survey. Oh. We just have a living ongoing survey on our website where it's one place that you guys can give us a little input about the show, what you like, what you don't, what guests you might like to see next year, that kind of stuff. And we do check it out from time to time. We look there for guest ideas and ways to make the show better. So please, we'd really, really appreciate it if you do fill that out.
Right. And if you'd like to be in the audience, physically here, mm-hmm. like right now, Marcy's here right now.
Marcy's here.
You do the audience shot there. See, if you could actually be here for the actual show, all you have to do is write to us at theguys@vobs.tv and
audience in the subject.
And put audience in the subject matter because we'd love to have you here. It's a lot of fun being in here for the show.
It is.
And we need to thank our sponsors, Harlan Hogan over at voiceoveressentials.com, which, by the way, I actually have to read his spot.
You do?
I do.
Oh, sorry, Harlan.
Well, no, I have to get to that. Where was that? Oh, okay. And Harlan actually had something he needed to say tonight. So I hope you're all still listening. He said, super important topic tonight. When it comes to important or semi-confusing auditions, I invoke the 5-minute rule, which those of us who sail and occasionally race sailboats, like I used to do, use when making tactical decisions.
Okay.
All right. Grab the script. Try not to read it aloud, but make a commitment. Record and then walk away for 5 minutes or more. Do not listen or judge what you already recorded. Just do another set with no rules and no judgment. I'm often amazed at the differences I hear and very often send a take from each set when given the gift of submitting more than one take, of course.
That's an interesting technique.
All right. So not only does Harlan sell the best voiceover stuff on earth, he also gives you some of the best advice on earth. Mm-hmm. And he does it because he has books. He has all sorts of great stuff over at voiceoveressentials.com. Go over there, buy everything he has on that catalog, especially now during the holiday season, because all you have to do is go into their website and click on offers, because they've got some special offers this week because it's the holiday season.
That's right. And pretty much everything that's on that site is going to be available for Christmas or Hanukkah for your gift-giving pleasure.
That's right.
Should be there in time. Yeah, still got time.
Right.
A few shopping days left, at least 10 more.
Right. And Hanukkah and Christmas fall at the same time.
Smack right on top of each other.
Along with my birthday. And New Year's. Fascinatingly enough.
You just get it all
out of
the way.
It's going to be Hanukkah actually in January. I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's really interesting.
It's really a weird one.
I will never understand.
It was in Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Again, Scott Parkin with us next week. Everybody out there, keep working hard. Make sure you do what you need to do to be successful at voiceover. There's a lot to it. We're here to help. So join us every Monday night here on Voiceover Body Shop. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is Voiceover
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Have a great week. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
You're listening to VOBS.